Southern FM.
The sounds of the Bayside.
Due to our coverage of the failed attempts to launch the Artemis 1 mission around the moon, the space show did not have time to note the 500th anniversary of the first circumnavigation voyage around the world. A month late, here is our report. In 1519, September 20, Ferdinand Magellan set sail from Spain in command of five ships and about 270 men. On 1522 September the 6th, one ship and 18 men under the command of Sebastian Elcano returned to Spain. Now, the size of the Earth was calculated in the 3rd century BCE by Eratosthenes, a Greek man. This circumference was remarkably precise. In later centuries, Ptolemy and other Greek geographers suggested the Earth was much smaller, and in the 15th century, European mapmakers adopted this smaller estimation. And that's why Columbus ran into America thinking he had reached Asia. When Magellan set sail in 1519, he had already been to Malacca and possibly to Moluccas, having gone around Africa and across the Indian Ocean. Malacca is on the southern part of the Malay Peninsula in what is modern-day Malaysia. The Moluccas were in what is now Indonesia. So Magellan had definitely reached 102 degrees east longitude and possibly 129 degrees east before he set sail on the famous voyage. Magellan's expedition left Spain, travelled south, then westwards across the Atlantic Ocean, down the east coast of South America, and eventually, on day 398, discovered what we now call the Strait of Magellan. Expecting to only have to sail north to the equator to find the Moluccas, he was surprised to have to sail a vast distance westward across the ocean he now called the Pacific. Apparently, Eratosthenes was correct, and Ptolemy was wrong. Eventually, Magellan reached Cebu in what today we call the Philippines. That's at longitude 123 degrees east, of course. If you accept he had already been to the Moluccas at 129 degrees, one could argue that in terms of longitude, Magellan was the first to circumnavigate the globe. If you deny that, then the 102 degrees east Malacca meant he came within 21 degrees of doing so. Well, on April the 27th of 1521, Magellan foolishly decided to make war on the inhabitants of Mactan and was killed. The survivors set sail south to the Moluccas, loaded up with spices and other valuables, and set sail westwards across the Indian Ocean, around Africa, and back towards Spain. Now under the command of Sebastian Elcano, in 1522 July, they crossed their outbound path near the Cape Verde Islands. One could mount an argument that a few days before 1522 July 9 marked the moment the first circumnavigation was made. It took another 2 months for Elcano and his surviving men to reach port in Spain, which they did 500 years ago on September the 6th. The voyage had lasted 2 weeks shy of 3 years. Well, this feature from Spain explores the historical significance of the Magellan-Elcano expedition.
On Saturday, the 6th of September, we entered the Bay of Sanlúcar. Of the 60 men that made up the crew when we left the Moluccas, only 18 survived. And most of them were sick.
Fue un éxito.
The voyage was a tremendous success. Many unknown places had been discovered, but the death toll was huge. If you think about it, you do wonder, was it worth it? So many deaths? That's for history to say. Each of the five ships had a different story to tell. As we know, only one managed to sail around the world and make it back to Spain, the Victoria.
On the 6th of September, 1522, they finally arrived in Sanlúcar de Barrameda. That's when Elcano wrote to the king to report his arrival. It's a wonderful, short letter that briefly lists all the achievements of the expedition. Of those, the most outstanding was to have completed the first circumnavigation of the globe.
The greatest success of this voyage was perhaps that it provided the first actual proof that the Earth is round. In the wake of this voyage, maps and maritime routes underwent drastic change. The Columbus expedition had enabled the mapping of America's Atlantic coast, but he hadn't sailed south towards Brazil. Magellan's expedition allowed the mapping of large areas of the Pacific. New countries were also discovered, which greatly expanded our perception of the world.
The achievements of Magellan and Elcano can't be overstated, not only for future expeditions, but also for the challenges facing scientific exploration.
On this voyage, scientific knowledge and exploration were of paramount importance. Without this knowledge, progress isn't possible. And without scientific progress, we can't understand the world.
It began in the Mediterranean. Then we crossed the oceans and now we're exploring space. I can see a human constant there. We're perpetually searching for new horizons, new experiences, new fields of expansion.
I'd say that 500 years ago, Magellan opened a gateway to a new world of exploration. And that gateway's been open ever since. It's motivated us to keep exploring, to launch satellites and space probes, to map Mars and the Moon. That was the starting point. That gateway is open and will never close.
In my view, Magellan's voyage can be compared with a potential future event. For example, traveling through a wormhole. Imagine that one day the President of the United States meets a Russian scientist who proves the folded universe and wormhole theories. The scientist shows the President the location of a wormhole. The President then orders NASA to send five spaceships with the best astronauts to fly into the wormhole. They disappear without a trace. And one day after 3 years, one of the spaceships returns with just a few survivors on board. These survivors tell of a world that's a far cry from how we might have imagined it. This would change our perception of the universe in precisely the same way as Elcano's return changed our perception of the world. It's the same story. Five ships with 239 people on board set sail on an adventure that they might not survive. Those that did changed humanity's view of the world.
My distinguished highness, you need to know that only 18 men made it back, and only one of the five vessels that your highness sent out to discover the Spice Islands with Captain Ferdinand Magellan, God rest his soul. As your highness knows, sailing westbound and coming back eastbound, we have discovered and gone around the whole world.
That Spanish feature came to us courtesy of Deutsche Welle. Now, I love conspiracy theorists. Yes, I love them. It makes it so much easier to spot the nutters. As noted at the beginning of our Magellan-Elcano feature, it is 2,300 years since Eratosthenes accurately measured the circumference of the spherical Earth. And yet there are today some idiots who still advocate that the earth is flat. The internet has made it easy for these people to reinforce each other's silly views and to promote their ideas to a wide audience. Now, I don't know whether Jade Nova is a nutcase or whether he is a wag who is pulling our legs. In 2018, he released this song, which he calls The Earth is Flat.
First breath you take feels like outer space. Got me floating, floating. There's no one around when you look down at clouds. Keep on floating, floating. Why you dancing with the devil? Join me on a higher level. Let go. Oh, once you know the things that we know, start to feel like a rebel. We know, we know. The earth is flat, we all are black. There's more of us on Pluto. They're watching us, who can we trust? And this is how high we go. We go. Up is down, what's down is up. We're falling faster than the speed of sound, but we stay vertical, ain't got vertigo. This is how we roll, every time we roll. We always feel the need to fill our heads with theories and conspiracies, but baby, you'll be always down to ride. You stay by my side when we get this high. Yeah, we feeling right. Cause everything's better when you'll be floating high. Yeah, I'll be wetter than water purified. We be lucid dreaming, vanilla sky. We be digging deep and we come alive. Once you know what we know, you'll start like a rebel. We know, we know. The earth is flat, we all are black. There's more of us on Pluto. They're watching us, who can we trust? And this is how high we go.